Yerushalmi Kilayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Pei Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin and Medalef, 9 lines from the foot of the page. Al Daitet Rabbi Yochanan. Al Daitet Rabbi Yochanan Nicha Muta Lachpo Ba Bayus Shechen Ma'ois. Al Daitet Rabbi Laza Ma'u Lachpo Ba Bayus Shechen Ma'ois. So, continuing from the previous day, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's understood that one may dig pits, caverns, and caves, since lashes are only for planting and pruning. But according to Rabbi Laza, why should one be permitted to dig them? They should be rabbinically prohibited, since all cultivation of the land is prohibited. Kashem she'ein malamdin le'inyan iser kach le'inyan heter lo yalamdu. The Gemara asks, it's even an even bigger question against Rabbi Yochanan, which is, just as we don't use planting and pruning to teach that all cultivation of the land is prohibited, so the positive commandment of "and the land shall rest" prohibits all work on the land, even if they're not cultivating, meaning that digging pits should also be prohibited. And with Abba Kartiginia, Tam de Yochanan, Sheshanim tizra sadecha loy b'shvius, v'sheshanim tizmo kamecha loy b'shvius, ki kol loy ta'aseh shehu ba mikoyach aseh. Rabbi Abba Kartignaya said that Rabbi Yochanan's source is the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chofei Pasuk Gimel, 6 years you shall sow your field, but not in the seventh year, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard, but not in the seventh year. Any negative commandment that comes from a positive commandment is considered a positive commandment. Va'iva baseh. And the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan, one does not transgress a negative commandment by ploughing in Shvius, does one transgress a positive commandment? Rabbi Yemi Amar, Oive Ba'asei, Rabbi Yosa Amar, Afilu Asei, Ein Boi. The answer is, according to Rabbi Yemi, yes, and according to Rabbi Yosi, no. Leida Mila Ksiv, V'Shabbos Ha'oretz, Shabbos La'Hashem. The Gemara asks, why did the Pasuk say, and the land shall rest a Shabbos to Hashem? And the answer is, these actions of sowing and pruning are negative commandments and negations of positive commandments, but other actions are neither. The Gemara asks, I might have thought that there are lashes for its Tosafos, which is her additions, and the Gemara will explain what this means. Rabbi Yochanan says this means lashes for ploughing in Shvius. And Ablaza says this means lashes for the prohibitions of the first two times, meaning the prohibitions of working in a wheat field from Pesach before Shvius, and an orchard from Shavuos before Shvius. If Tanai Tani Sheishonim Tizra Sadecha, Sheishonim Tizma Kamecha, if Tanai Tana Sadecha Loi Sizra, Kamecha Loi Sizma. Some continue the Braisa with the words, 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard. And others have the words, you shall not sow your field, nor shall you prune your vineyard. Manda Mashonim Tizakh Sadecha Vashonim Tizmaka Mecha, Messiah le Reblazit should say, Manda Amma Sadhali Sizakamakhalizmo, Messiah le Rebyochan. That's the correct guesser. The first version is a support for Reblazit, that one does not incur lashes for the extra prohibited times before Shvius, as the Pasuk implies that he only transgresses during Shvius itself. The second version is a support to Rabbi Yochanan, because the Pasuk only lists planting and pruning as prohibitions that incur lashes, but not other forms of work. Masnisa pliga al Rabbi Laza, Yishameh leisasi, uksiv, shomtale, shomtase, begin to chsiv, ha ilo leksiv aseihu. The Gemara asks a question from a Mishnah in Masechet Zvochim against Rabbi Laza. There's a prohibition to slaughter and offer up a sacrifice outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara sources this with a Pasuk in Vayikra Perk Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Gimel. Beware lest you bring up your burnt offerings in any place that you desire. Beware is always a negative commandment. And the next pasuk says, there you shall offer up, there you shall do. The Torah juxtaposes offering up and slaughtering to teach that just as there's a prohibition and positive commandment against offering up outside, so too with slaughtering outside. But if not for this, it would have merely been a positive commandment of there you shall offer up and there you shall do. But according to Rebbe Laza, there should anyway be a negative commandment, since we do expound when a generalization is written about a positive command and the specification is written about a negative command. And the Gemara answers, Shalai Toima, Kama Dutema, Gabi Shabbos, Chofa, Choratz, Nartz, Eine Chai Velachas, Uda Kavaso, Shochat, Zorak, Vehele, Lo Yehei Chai Velachas, Lufim Kein, Sorach Meima, Chai Velachas Velachas. The reason the Torah gave this juxtaposition was so that you shouldn't compare it to the case of Shabbos. If a person dug a hole, made a furrow, and inserted something into the ground in one act of unawareness, he's only liable for one chatas, since they're all within the same melacha of ploughing. So too you might say that if a person slaughtered, threw the blood, and offered up a sacrifice outside of the temple in one act of unawareness, one would only be liable for one chatas, and therefore the Torah gave the juxtaposition to teach separate liability to each act of such a sacrifice. Rav Zeira and Rav Chiya bar Ashi b'shem Kahana and Noteh b'Shabbos Chayev b'shem Zeira. Rav Zeira and Rav Chiya bar Ashi, quoting Rav Kahana, said that one who plants a sapling on Shabbos is liable for the melacha of sowing. Ubzeira ama hazema kaneteya, not a vazomer b'shvius, I should say, al data de kahana chayev shtayim, al data de Rabbi Zeira, ein chayev l'achas. Ubzeira says that one who prunes is like his planting, as he increases his growth. If one planted and pruned in shvius, according to kahana, he's liable twice, and according to Ubzeira, he's only liable once. Klum ama Rabbi Zeira ela hazema kaneteya, shema hanoteya kazema. The Gemara rejects this. Rabbi Zeira only said that for the laws of Shabbos, one who prunes is like one who plants. But did he say for the laws of Shvius that planting is like pruning? For Shvius, certainly planting is prohibited because of sowing, so one who plants and prunes is liable twice, according to all opinions. Hakoya bechlal zia yotze zmira lachme al atzma. All derivatives of sowing were included in Do Not Sow Your Field, so why was pruning mentioned separately? To teach that there's a separate set of lashes for pruning. The Gemara asks, just because pruning was mentioned separately, do we not obligate to planting because of sowing? Rather, whether according to a kahana or according to a bezeira, he is liable twice.